Hello, welcome back to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Micha Horowitz. Today we will continue our study of Divrei Hayamim Bet. We are up to Perek Chav Ches. So the last king we just learned about, Yotam, was the most righteous king. Only good is said about him in all of the Bible. In contrast, his son Achaz, quoting Rabbi Dean Steinsaltz, is one of the most wicked kings of Judah. During his reign, the kingdom of Israel continues its decline, and the kingdom of Judah begins to feel the pressure exerted by the expanding Assyrian empire. So in contrast to his righteous father, Yotam, Ahaz is a wicked king. In the words of Rabbi Adin Steinsaltz, one of the most wicked kings of Yehuda. Ahaz means to grab on or to hold on. As you will see, he grabs and holds on to Avodah Zarah and abandons Hashem. Let us begin the parak. Parak Chav Ches, Pasuk Aleph. Where am I up to? Here we go. Parak Chav Ches, Pasuk Aleph. Just in the ketuvim. Ask me please for a second. Ben Esrim Shana Achaz Bumlacho, Vishesh Esrei Shana Mach Birushalayim. Achaz was 20 years old when he became king. He ruled for 16 years in Jerusalem. Velo Asa HaYashar B'Enei Hashem K'David Aviv. We are told right away, as we first meet Achaz, he did not do what was straight and right and good in the eyes of God, like David his forefather did. Vayelich B'Darchei Malch Israel. He went in the ways of the kings of Israel. Now the kings of Israel were idolatrous kings. The kings of Judah, comparatively, were better, but he went in the ways of the kings of Israel, which means the ways of Avodah Zarah. V'gam Masechos Asala Ba'alim. He made masks, he made items of worship for Baal, which is Avodah Zarah Baal. V'hu hiktir b'gei ben hinom. He would offer sacrifices in gei ben hinom. V'yiva'er et banav ba'esh. He did another Avodah Zarah called the Molech, where you would pass your children, one would pass their children between bonfires, which is an explicit de'oraisa, it is usher to pass your children between the bonfires of Molech. He would pass his children between the bonfires of Molech, which is an abomination of the nations that God chased out before us from the land of Canaan. So we see he is steeped in Avodah Zarah. He makes implements of worship for Baal. He offers sacrifices in Gei Ben Hinnom, the valley of Ben Hinnom. He sets up bonfires of Molech and passes his children through them. Not only that, but he offers karbanos and ketores on bamos, which is private mizbechot, which you're not allowed to do. Of course, you have to offer a korban to Hashem in the Beit HaMikdash, Val HaGvaor, and in the hills, V'tachas Kol Eitz Rana, and beneath every flourishing tree. These psukim are describing that in the time of Achaz, Avodah Zarah was rampant through Malchus Yehuda. V'yitnehu Hashem Elokav B'yad Melech Aram. So now he's going to run into trouble. Like we learned in yesterday's parak, when one goes in the way of God, God is on their side, they'll be successful. When we abandon Chas V'Shalom the ways of God, so Hashem Kaviyachol will abandon us. Im halachnim imi keri af ani elechim mechem b'chamas keri. Hashem says, you walk with me casually, you forget about God, I will forget about you. Kaviyachol pasuk hey therefore tells us that the Lord God delivered him into the hands of King Aram. Vayakubo vayishbu menu shviya gedola. And the king of Aram struck them, Malchus Yehuda, and took great many captives, Vayaviu Darmesek, and they bring to Damascus, the Gambiad Melch Yisrael Nitan. So not only is he fighting a war against the king of Aram, and he is unsuccessful, Achaz, but now Malchus Yisrael comes against him, Vayachbo Maka Gedola. And Malchus Yisrael, his brothers to the north, strike a great blow to Malchus Yehuda. Vayaharog Pekach Ben Rimlayahu Bi Yehuda. Maya the Esrim Alef Biyam Echad. So this Pekach Ben Rimlayahu killed. He was the king of Israel. Right? Bedin Sanjo says that's the name of Melch Yisrael at this time. He killed from Judah in that day 120,000. Hakol b'nei chayil, they were all soldiers. But Azva met Hashem Elokei Avosam. How tragic, because the kingdom left the ways of Hashem, the God of their fathers. In one day, the king of Israel and his armies killed 120,000. 1,000 men amongst Yehuda. Furthermore, who else was killed? Zichri, Gibor Ephraim, was killed on this day. Maaseyahu ben Hamelach, the king's son, was killed on this day. Azrikam, Negir Habayir, Azrikam, the chief official of the royal house, was killed on that day. That Elkanah, Mishnah Hamelach, and the second to the king, Elkanah, was killed on this day. So not only were 120,000 killed by Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehuda, but the officers, the king's son, the important officials of Malchus Yehuda were also killed. Furthermore, Vayishbu b'nei Yisrael me'echem atayim alaf nashim banim uvanot v'gam shalal rav bazuzu mehem. How tragic. Malchus Yisrael takes captive from Malchus Yehuda 200,000 women, boys and girls. They plundered so much spoils. And what did they do with the spoil? Vayaviu et ha-shalal l'shaman. They bring all this spoil to Shaman. 200,000. So 120,000 warriors are killed and 200,000 women, boys and girls are taken as captive. They're bringing them back to the Shaman. They're bringing them back to Malchus Yisrael. However, things change. V'sham haya Navi Lashem Oded Shmo. There was a prophet to God, Oded, Ayin Dalad, Dalad was his name. V'yetzif ne'atzava ha'bal Shaman. He goes back to the warriors. He goes out to meet the warriors of Malchus Yisrael. And he says to them, whoa, 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 step back for a minute. Hashem is just as angry at you, if not more angry at you, Malchus Yisrael, than he is at Malchus Yehuda. Even though he gave Malchus Yehuda into your hand, and even though he allowed them to be killed with great wrath because they went in the ways of Avodah Zarah, however, you want to bring back as servants and as maidservants all of these captives. Hello, Rak Atami Machama Shamo Lashem Okechem. Guess what? You, Malchus Yisrael, you're also guilty before Hashem, your God. You're going to bring captives back with us, and you're going to add the wrath of God upon you. Va'ata shemo uni says, Odei, listen to me, Malchus Yisrael. Va'ashivo hashivya asher shivita me'acheichem. You're going to bring these captives that you took as captive from your brothers. Ki charon af Hashem aleichem. The wrath of God is already on you because Malchus Yisrael does not go in the ways of Hashem. So even though Malchus Yehuda needed to be punished because Achaz the king strayed from God, nevertheless, the Navi advises them not to take the captives. And prominent men from the heads of B'nai Ephraim, and the Pasuk lists them. It's a long parak, so I can't go through every Pasuk in this parak, unfortunately. I recommend you learn it inside because it's just fascinating. Prominent men got up and they agree with the prophet and they say to the warriors of Israel, do not bring these captives to us. It will just bring the wrath of God and the guilt of God upon us. Atim omim lahosif al chatotenu. You want to add to our sin, va'al ashmatenu, and onto our guilt. Ki rabba ashama lanu v'charon af al Yisrael. So apparently, some prominent personalities in Malchus Yisrael realized that the ways of Malchus Yisrael, Malachi Yisrael, particularly, were not good. They were of the Avodah Zarah, and they don't want these captives from their brethren, Malchus Yehuda, because it will just cause God to be even angrier with them. So what happens? Surprisingly, the warriors of Malchus Yisrael listen. Vayazov hachalutz et hashviya ve'et habiza lifnei asarim v'kol ha'gal. The soldiers leave the captives and all the plunder that they plundered before the officers and the assembly. Pasuk tetva, vayakumu ha'anashim asher nikbu b'shemo, vayachziku b'shviya. So these people who are designated by name get up, and they take hold of the captives. V'choma arumehem hilbishu, all of their nakedness they covered, min ha'shalal, from the booty. Vayalbishum, they dressed them. Vayanilum, they gave them shoes. Vayachilum, they gave them to eat. So this is Malchus Yisrael taking care of the captives from Malchus Yehuda. Vayash Kum, they gave him to drink. Vayesuchum, they anointed them. Vayanhilum bachamorim, they lead them on donkeys. L'chol koshel, to everyone who is stumbling. Vayavim yerecho irhatmarim eitzachim, they bring them back to Yericho, the city of dates, to their brothers. Vayeshuvu shomron, and they return them to Shomron. So we see here how Malchus Yisrael treated the captives of Malchus Yehuda with such kindness and compassion. Once the Navi said, don't bring them back. I was so excited when I was preparing this parak, and I came to this pasuk. Maybe for some of you who learn Chumash with Rashi every year, this pasuk is very familiar. Why? In Sefer Devarim, Perak Chaf, the Pasuk tells us, Perak Chaf, Pasuk Alef and Devarim, Ki Seid Seid Amachama Alei Vecha, when you go to war against your enemy, V'ra Yisa Sus V'rechav Am Rav Mimcha, and you see horse and chariot, a nation more stronger than you, do not be afraid, because Hashem your God is with you, who took you out of the land of Egypt, and it will be when you come to war. So the Kohen, who is appointed over war, will come forward and he will speak to the people, V'amar Aleihem, and the Kohen will say to the nation, I'm in Devarim, Perak Chaf, Pasuk Gimel, Shema Yisrael, Hero Israel, Atem Kravim Hayom Lamachama Aleivechem. You are going to war today against your enemy. Al Yerech Lavavchem, Al Tiru, the Al Tach Pizu, the Al Tarzubim. So the Kohen comes and he says to the Bnei Yisrael who are going to war, you are coming close to war today against your enemies. Do not let your heart be soft. Do not be afraid. Do not break down before them. Do not panic. So there's a big kasha on these psukim. Two times it says in Perak Chaf of Devarim, and Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Gimel. Ki Seid Seid Lamachama Al Oivecha. Pasuk Aleph. Pasuk Gimel. Atem Kravim Hayam Lamachama Al Oivechem. Why does the Torah say you're going to war against your enemy? Obviously, we're going to war against your enemy. Who do you think we're going to war against? Our friends. So Rashi says, Devarim Perachav Pasuk Gimel. Al Oivechem. Ein Elu Achechem. Sheim Tipu Biyadam Eina Merachamim Alechem. These are not your brothers. You have to have the mentality when you go to war against your enemy, they're your enemy. If you fall into their hands, they will not have mercy upon you. Reminds me, Rachman Alatzan Hashem Yerachim Aleinu, the treatment of the Umos Ha'olam of Knesset Yisrael throughout the ages. Ron Arad, Zechariah Baumel, Shamu Kam Damam, Oran Shaul, Hadar Golden, who have not yet been returned, Ali Cohen, who was hung in Damascus, whose remains were never returned. Hashem Yerachim, the Nazis, Yemach Shemam V'Zichram. When the Jews fall into the enemy's hands, you have to realize they're enemies. Shem Tipu Biyadam Einam Erachim Aleichem. If you fall into their hands, they will not have mercy on you. So the Torah says, when you go to war against your enemy, i.e., see them as your enemy. Amen, says Rashi, Perachav Pasadim on Devarim. Ein zo kemechames Yehuda and Yisrael. This is not like the war of Yehuda and Yisrael. In other words, Yehuda and Yisrael are brothers, are both Israelites. Shenemar, and now Rashi quotes, Sefer Devarim in Bet, Perachav Ches, Pasuk Tesvav, the Pasuk we just learned. Vayakumaha Anashim Asher Nikvu B'Shemo, Vayachziku B'Shviya, V'chom Ma'arumeyam Hilbishu Min Ashlal, Vayalbishum, Vayan Ilum, Vayachilum, Vayashkum, Vayisuchum, Vayan Vayinahalum, V'chamorim L'chol Kosho, V'yum Yerechol Ir Tmarim, Eitza Achim, V'yishuvu Shamran. I was so excited. I learned that Rashi every single year with the Pasuk. And here it is. We're learning it today in Divrei Hayam and Bet in order of the sequence of Malchus Yehuda. So Rashi brings this Pasuk to prove to us that when you fall into the hands of your brethren, they will have mercy upon you. Like we see, the Malchus Yisrael, what did they do with the 200,000 captives? They clothed them. They gave them shoes. They fed them. They gave them to drink. They anointed them with oil. Those who were too weak and stumbling, they rode them back on donkeys and they brought them back to their cities. Concludes Rashi in Devar. You have to recognize when you go to war against your enemy, they're your enemy. Be strong in battle. But when you go to war against your brothers, recognize that they will treat you a certain way. The rest of the parak tells us, again, it's a lengthier parak. It is Chav Zayim Psukim Long. The rest of the parak tells us that Achaz has a lot of trouble with external kings. So that was his war with Malchus Yisrael. But now Edom comes and they took captives. Now the Pelishtim come and they capture the cities. And Pasuk Yitat tells us, Ki hichnia Hashem et Yehuda ba'avur Achaz melech Yisrael, ki hifriya b'Yehuda o ma'am ma'am ba'ashem. Yehuda was brought very low. They were brought low in submission before their enemies, all because of the ways of Achaz, the king of Yehuda, who was so corrupt and committed a trespass against Hashem. And now the king of Assyria comes against him and causes him trouble. They plunder the plunder from the Beis HaMikdash. And even during this time, Achaz continues to worship Avodah Zarah. He has trouble with Malchus Yisrael. He has trouble with his enemies externally all around. And nevertheless, Vayizbach Elohei Darmesek, he brings karbanos to the gods of Damesek, Hamakbo, those who smite him. And he says, well, you helped the king of Aram, maybe you'll help me. So he continues to turn to Avodah Zarah. Never mind that, he closes the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. He cancels the temple service, Pasuch of Dalet. He continues to bring Karbana HaMizbechot that he builds throughout every corner of Yerushalayim. Ubechol ir ve'ir le'Yehuda asa bamot lakater lo'Elohim achrim. In every, each and every city of Yehuda, he establishes bamot to offer sacrifices and ketores to foreign gods. Vayach es et Hashem Elokei Avotav. He greatly angers the God of his forefathers. And the rest of the works and the ways, the early and the later of Achaz, behold, they are written in the book of Kings of Yehuda and Yisrael, last pasuk. Vayishkav Achaz im Avotav, Achav lays down, i.e. he dies with his forefathers, Bayikberu Be'ir B'Yerushalayim. He's buried in some city in the place of the city of Jerusalem. However, Kilo Hevi'uhu L'Kivrei Malchisha. He's now buried in the plot of the kings of Israel. Why? Because he is such a wicked king. Vayimloch Yechizkiyahu Beno Tachtav. And then we will learn about the reign of Yechizkiyahu, his son. So Achav was a very unsuccessful king. He was a failure. Not only was he a failure in worshiping God, a complete and dismal failure, but that led to the failure in his relations with Malchus Yisrael and also with all the surrounding kingdoms. He is buried in great shame. Very unsuccessful king. Thank you for learning with me. L'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef Allah Hashem. I wish you all a wonderful day. Kol tov to all.